about war, violence, greed, and hunger.
77-year-old Bobby C. stood behind a sign that read, "Fire all congressmen," and distributed flyers against the Iraqi and Afghanistan wars. Although he's well off after retiring from his own business 7 years ago, he said that he drove from Palm Harbor because he's worried about the future of his 17 grandkids and 5 great-grandchildren.
They're going to have to pay for all the extreme spending that the government's done. They're going to pay for all the wars, both the wars that have gone on over the past 10 years, inexcusable wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. We're rebuilding Afghanistan, and we can't rebuild the U.S. So my point is, and the reason I'm here is to have my say for the young people of today, not just my grandchildren and great-grandchildren. The young people of today are all going to have a tough time over the next years.
Others came to voice their discontent with country leaders, such as International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers union member Philip Garnett. He was laid off 2 years ago. Since then, he said, he has been able to work only for 2 months, and his house went foreclosure.
I'm not happy with the direction that this country is going, and this state as well. We recently elected a man named Rick Scott into office during the last election. Terrible decision by the people of Florida. I'm not even sure that the people really voted him in. I kind of think he bought his way into office. And there's a lot of other people who seem to think the same thing.
Occupy Tampa organizers encouraged the protesters to bring sleeping bags and tents in case they decide to defy police and occupy the park overnight. But Garnett, like many others, did not come prepared.
Well, I'm open to that idea. I did not bring those things today. My station wagon is a block over there parked. I paid $7 to park here today. And I'm open to whatever, sort of.
Buddhist monk Koncho Chanchupa Dorji was among the group of students, artists, young professionals, mothers, and unemployed folks who gathered in downtown Tampa. He also participated in last Saturday's Occupy Tampa protest.
Get the money out of politics, get corporate influence reduced, have corporations responsible. You know, they do things and walk away scot-free from their, you know, mistakes, and the burden then falls on people. You know, banks failed, but we paid. And the big guys that made the decisions that got them to fail, they got bonuses.
Tim Herberlain is an organizer with the Florida Consumer Action Network and joined the protest because he would like power to shift into the hands of the people.
I'd like to see more investment in public education. I'd like to see more of investment in public transit, into ensuring that financial markets are regulated so we don't have the same crash we did a few years ago and got us into the situation that we have clean air and clean water.
60-year-old Marvin Shepard moved to Florida from Ohio after losing his house and having to sell his business to pay off debts. He thought that if he had to be homeless, he better live in a warm state.
I systematically watched the markets, the banking institution, and our government reduce me from the middle income into poverty. And it's not right.
Members of the group Anonymous wore masks and led a march around the block.
We are the 99%. We are the poor. We are the impoverished. We are the people who lost their houses. We are students. We are mothers. We are fathers. We are sisters. We are brothers. We are your neighbor. We are your friend. We are the people of America. And we demand the government stop violating our rights and perverting the Constitution now.
For more information, visit OccupyTampa.org. Reporting from downtown Tampa for WMNF News, I am Alessandra Dapra.